Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going to tackle a paradox that I think is going to feel uncomfortably familiar to a lot of you.
Oh, yeah.
It's that situation where you have everything you need to succeed, all the raw materials are sitting right there, but you just can't seem to use any of it.
That sounds like a special kind of frustrating nightmare.
It is a nightmare. I call it the Library of Alexandria problem.
Okay.
Imagine you're standing in the greatest library in history. You've got infinite knowledge, the answer to every question, all this amazing research, it's all there. But, and it's a big but, every single book is written in a language you don't speak.
And the doors are locked.
And it's dark. You're saying we have the data, but we don't have the access.
That's it.
Exactly. And in the corporate world, or, you know, specifically the association world, the library isn't books. It's a server farm. It's thousands of hours of webinar recordings, these dense PDF manuals, academic journals that just nobody has the time to open.
Right. So we're drowning in information, but starving for actual knowledge because the format is all wrong.
Yes. And that brings us to the two players we're looking at today. On one side, we have the destination, Blue Sky eLearn.
The library itself.
The library itself, exactly.
And Blue Sky eLearn is a huge player in this space, specifically for associations. They provide the platform where professionals, we're talking doctors, lawyers, engineers, go for their continuing education.
Right. They use that system, PATH LMS. Right?
That's the one. It's their award-winning learning management system. So you could just think of them as the structure that holds all this knowledge.
Okay, so that's one side. But then on the other side, we've got this new player that claims to be the key to unlock all those doors, Auto Content API.
Right, the industrial engine for content.
Yeah, it positions itself as a notebook LM API alternative.
Yeah.
And so our mission for this deep dive is to see what happens when you smash these two together. I mean, can an automated transformation engine really fix this engagement crisis for a platform like Blue Sky?
And we should be clear, this isn't just about a new gadget. We're looking at a huge economic shift here. We're moving from, you know, manual creation, where a person has to type every word, record every sound, to automated transformation.
And if that works, it just changes the entire economics of education.
Entirely.
Okay, so let's unpack this. We have to start with the context. Who's actually using Blue Sky eLearn? Because when I hear e-learning, my mind immediately goes to those corporate compliance videos that everyone just skips through.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this is a very different beast. Blue Sky serves a super specific high-stakes slice of the market. Professional and trade associations.
Like who?
We're talking about organizations like the National Association of School Nurses or the Minnesota County Attorneys Association.
So serious professionals, people whose licenses and their actual livelihoods depend on this stuff.
Precisely. For these groups, education isn't some nice-to-have HR thing. It's their lifeblood. They rely on what's called non-dues revenue.
Meaning they have to sell courses and certifications to keep the lights on.
Exactly. If their members don't buy the content, the association struggles. It's as simple as that.
Okay, so the stakes are definitely financial. But surely a National Association of Nurses has good content, right? I mean, they must have mountains of data on health protocols and new research.
They do. They have the library. But here's the friction point. The problem isn't the quality of the info. It's the format.
Right.
We live in what some economists call a content-saturated economy.
Which just means there's way too much of it.
It means the competition for your attention is basically infinite. So if you're a nurse working a 12-hour shift or a lawyer billing 60 hours a week, and I ask you to sit down on a Tuesday night and read a 40-page text-heavy PDF on new statutes, are you going
to
do it?
Honestly, no way. I'd barely have the energy to read a takeout menu, let alone a legal document. I'd probably just skim the bold text and hope for the best.
Exactly. And that's where the engagement gap just gets wider. And this brings us to a concept called mental availability.
Mental availability. Okay.
To stay relevant, an association needs to be available to you when you have the capacity to consume. They need audio for your commute, video for your lunch break, and text for when you're actually sitting at a desk.
Okay, but hold on. That sounds great in theory, but it sounds incredibly expensive in practice.
It is.
Traditionally, if I want to turn a PDF into a podcast and a video and a summary, I need a video crew, a producer, an editor, a copywriter, and probably a project manager just to keep them all talking to each other.
Right. And that creates what we call a production bottleneck. Most of these nonprofits or associations, they just can't afford four different production teams.
So the valuable info stays trapped in the PDF, the member doesn't read it, the association doesn't get the revenue, and that gap just keeps getting wider.
You got it.
So enter the solution. Let's talk about this auto content API. Now, I have to be the skeptic here for a second. When I see AI content tool, I usually assume it's just another chatbot wrapper. Like, here, write me a poem about nurses. How is this actually different?
That is absolutely the right question to ask. The main distinction here is that Auto Content API isn't a tool you, like, chat with. It's infrastructure. It's what developers call headless.
Headless? That sounds a bit morbid.
Huh. It just means it doesn't have a screen or a user interface where you're clicking buttons. It's an engine designed to live under the hood of another car. It connects directly to systems like Blue Sky through code.
Okay, so it's plumbing, not a fancy gadget.
Exactly. And its core job is content transformation, not just generation. It takes your existing material URLs, PDF files, raw text, even YouTube videos, and it uses these specific recipes to restructure that data.
So it's not just hallucinating a novel from scratch. It's taking your existing verified research and just changing its clothes.
That's a great way to put it. It takes a PDF and changes its clothes into, say, a broadcast-ready MP3 podcast, or a vertical video with an avatar, or a structured study guide.
You mentioned Notebook LM earlier. I've played with that. It's that Google tool where you upload a doc and it makes a little audio summary. It's fun. Why do we need an industrial version if that already exists?
Well, Notebook LM is impressive, but it's a consumer tool. You have to manually drag and drop files one by one. And that's what the analysis calls the Notebook LM gap. Auto content is for the enterprise. It's programmatic.
Meaning automation.
Meaning scale. You can send it 500 medical journals at 2:00 in the morning, and by 2:15, you have 500 unique podcasts ready to go.
Wow.
It scales in a way a human dragging files just never could. It solved the volume problem.
Okay, that's the theory, but I want to see how this plays out in reality. Let's play matchmaker. We've got Blue Sky eLearn as the library, Auto Content API as this factory. What does this synergy actually look like for that nurse or attorney we were talking about?
All right, let's look at the first major use case, the commuter learning revolution.
Which gets right at that mental availability problem.
Right. Imagine that busy attorney. Oh, there's a new compliance update. It's dry, 20 pages of dense legal text. Traditionally, Blue Sky would just host that PDF on Path LMS. The attorney has to be at a computer to read it.
Which is a huge friction point. They should find time they don't have.
Massive friction. But with this integration, that PDF gets fed into Auto Content API. And the API doesn't just read it out like a robot. It generates a two-host AI podcast.
Okay, I've had samples of these. It tries to create a dynamic dialogue, right? Two voices discussing the topic, asking questions, kind of like a morning show. But I have to ask, does it actually sound human?
You know, the reviews in our source material are surprisingly positive. They describe the voices as natural, steady, and believable. It creates conversational flow. It even adds little ums and pauses. So now that attorney can learn about the new statutes while driving to court.
It turns dead time into learning time.
Exactly. And there's another feature here called voice cloning. So theoretically, the intro to that podcast could be the association's president welcoming you to the course.
Without the president ever having to step into a recording booth.
Correct. Which can build massive affinity. It feels personal, even though it's all automated.
I have to push back a little on that, though. Doesn't that erode trust? I mean, if I think the president is talking to me, but it's a clone, isn't there a risk of that uncanny valley thing? Or just feeling tricked?
It's a valid concern. The source materials suggest transparency is absolutely key. You have to label it as AI-generated. But then you have to consider the alternative. The president never speaks to you because they don't have time to record 500 intros.
That's a fair point.
So the clone allows for a consistent presence that just isn't possible manually. It's really a question of availability versus, you know, authenticity.
If the choice is AI greeting or just silence, I guess the greeting adds more value. Okay, what about video? Blue Sky does a lot of virtual events, and those recordings have got to be the saddest things on the internet.
They really are. They go to the archives to die.
It's an hour-long shot of a podium or a Zoom grid where one person is frozen. No one watches that twice.
Right, so this is use case number two, virtual events to viral clips. The Auto Content API can essentially watch that entire hour-long recording. It identifies the high engagement moments, the jokes, the big insights, the debates.
And then what? It just clips them?
It clips them. It turns them into vertical 9.16 video shorts, the perfect format for TikTok or YouTube shorts. It adds subtitles automatically. It can even add an AI avatar to present a summary of the clip if the original video quality is poor.
So it's automating the social media manager's job.
It's automating the funnel. The strategic win isn't just making the video. It's that these shorts act as marketing hooks. You see a 30-second clip of a brilliant point from the conference on your LinkedIn, and to see the rest, you have to click through to the full course on Path LMS.
So it solves the distribution problem. You're using the content you already paid to make to drive traffic back to the storefront.
Precisely. It turns a dead archive into a living, breathing marketing engine.
Now, there's a third synergy here that I have to admit blew my mind a little bit, and that is the language aspect. We're talking about global reach.
This is huge for any international association. Auto content supports over 50 languages. So let's say you have an international medical association using Path LMS. They publish a groundbreaking course on cardiology in English.
Which is usually where it stays, or you pay a fortune to get it translated.
Right. And translation is slow and it's expensive. But with this API, the system can instantly generate audio and video versions in Spanish, German, Japanese, Hindi, you name it.
So you're literally multiplying your total addressable market, your PAM, overnight?
And without hiring a single local team in every country. It's a massive unlock for that non-dues revenue. It's a game changer. You sell the same asset in 50 markets instead of just one.
But, and there's always a but, what does all this cost? Because usually when I hear enterprise scale and multilingual video, I started thinking about second mortgages. Is this actually accessible for a nonprofit?
This is where the analysis gets really interesting. The economics of automation are, frankly, shocking when you compare them to traditional production.
Okay, break it down for me. Give me the sticker price.
All right. To produce a single good quality podcast episode, manually hiring a host, renting a studio, editing, all of it, you're looking at anywhere from, say, $100 on the super low end to $15,000 for a really professional show.
Sure. Studio time is not cheap, and human time is even less cheap.
With Auto Content API, the cost is roughly between 10 cents and 2 euros.
Wait, 10 cents?
10 cents.
That is. Yes. That's hard to wrap my head around. And what about for video, a short video?
A manual short video usually costs between $50 and $300 to get edited properly. The API does it for about 4 euros.
Okay, so it's orders of magnitude cheaper. But does that cheapness actually matter, or does it just mean we're going to flood the world with spam? You know, if it costs nothing, won't people just produce garbage?
That's the risk, for sure. But let's look at the opportunity. It matters because of the long tail. This is the key economic insight.
What does the long tail mean for a blue sky client?
Well, imagine you're an association for engineers. You have a very, very niche topic. Let's say maintenance of 1990s hydraulic valves.
Thrilling stuff. I'm on the edge of my seat.
For a very specific group of engineers, that is their whole job.
Yeah.
But you would never, ever hire a production team to make a podcast about that because the audience is just too small. It wouldn't be profitable. You'd lose money.
So that knowledge just stays buried in a manual somewhere.
Exactly. But if it only costs you 10 cents to make that podcast, suddenly the math completely changes. You can create high-quality content for every single niche topic in your library. You can finally serve the long tail of your membership that usually gets ignored.
So you go from publishing weekly, only the big hits, to publishing potentially hourly, covering literally everything.
It allows you to fail. You could produce content that only 10 people listen to, and it's still ROI positive. That's impossible with human production. It basically democratizes the entire content strategy.
It really is an industrial revolution for content. But I want to pivot to the elephant in the room here. We've all seen AI just make stuff up. Hallucinations. If I'm a medical association, I cannot have an AI inventing a new disease or quoting a law that doesn't exist.
Right, that's a liability lawsuit waiting to happen.
Exactly.
This is where the intelligence engine part of Auto Content comes in. The source material highlights a deep research endpoint. It doesn't just write from its training data. It actually browses the live web. It checks sources like SEC.gov or the Financial Times.
So it's fact-checking in real time.
It's finding facts. And for a blue sky client, this is incredibly powerful. Associations need to be authorities. Imagine setting up an automated workflow that generates daily briefings or market updates for your members.
Like, here's the latest legislation affecting nurses that passed this morning.
Exactly. And the API outputs all this as structured data specifically in JSON format.
Jason, you're getting a little technical on me. Explain that for the non-coders in the room.
Think of it as a universal language for computers. Because the output is structured code, not just a blob of text, it connects perfectly with LMS platforms like Path. It means all the content is organized, it's tagged, and it's searchable inside the Blue Sky ecosystem.
So it makes the library searchable again.
In a way, yeah.
Yeah.
It makes the library active. Instead of a static PDF, you have a dynamic, tagged, searchable asset.
I want to talk about how this actually plugs in. We mentioned headless and API, but practically, if I'm running an association, do I need to hire a whole team of software engineers to build this out? Because that 10-cent podcast gets real expensive if I have to pay a developer $150,000 a year to run the machine.
Not necessarily. AutoContent is designed to be connected through tools like Zapier or Make.com. These are what they call no-code automation platforms.
Can you give me a workflow example? Like, what does it look like day-to-day?
Okay, picture this. A new webinar recording is uploaded to Blue Sky's platform. That action triggers a zap. That zap automatically sends the file over to AutoContent.
Okay.
AutoContent then automatically generates a quiz, a study guide, and a promotional podcast episode. Then it publishes all of those new assets right back into the Path LMS course.
And a human never touches it.
Once the workflow is set up, nope, zero human intervention. The content just appears, formatted, and ready to go.
That is wild. It really is an engine. But looking a little further forward, the notes mention something called the agentic web. That sounds like sci-fi. What does that mean for Blue Sky?
This is a forward-looking insight, but it's a really critical one. We're moving toward a web where AI agents think, you know, advanced versions of ChatGPT or Gemini will browse the internet for you.
So the AI becomes the user.
Exactly. If I ask my AI, what are the new nursing protocols for 2026? The AI is the one that goes out and reads all the content. They're calling this the agentic web.
And how does AutoContent help with that?
It comes down to audio SEO. If your content is just a locked PDF or a video without a transcript, the AI agent might just miss it. It can't read it easily. But if you use AutoContent to structure your data, to create transcripts, to tag everything, you're making your content perfectly readable for the robots.
So you're not just making content for people today, you're future-proofing it for the search engines of tomorrow.
You're securing your place as an authority in the AI era. If you don't do this, you might just become invisible to the AI agents that your members are using to find answers.
Wow. Okay, so let's just summarize this whole thing. We started with the Library of Alexandria problem, great info, terrible access. We looked at Blue Sky eLearn as the library and AutoContent API as the key.
And what you get when you combine them is a content-led growth engine. It solves that core problem of having great information, but poor distribution. It allows associations to be present everywhere, in the car, on TikTok, in every language, without bankrupting themselves.
It really does feel like the end of writer's block for the education sector, or maybe producer's block.
I think it's the end of the bandwidth excuse.
Yeah.
You can no longer say, we don't have the resources to be modern. The resources are now just code.
I want to leave our listeners with one final thought. We talked a lot about voice, about cloning. We are definitely moving to a world where a brand or an association can have a consistent, always available audio presence without a human ever stepping into a recording booth.
Which raises a fascinating question about the very nature of expertise. Will we end up trusting the consistent, always there AI voice more than the sporadic human one?
Or will the human touch, you know, the stutters, the pauses, the actual person behind the mic become the new luxury product, something you actually have to pay extra for?
It's very possible. We might be heading toward a world where information is cheap, but connection is expensive.
Something to think about next time you tune into a podcast. Hoping that we're real, of course.
We might be.
We might be. Thanks for listening to The Deep Dive. We'll catch you next time.